On Tuesday, the Honolulu City Council approved two measures that, if signed into law, would significantly reduce the number of vacation rentals on Oahu. The vote capped off a year-long effort to create a new regulatory framework for short-term vacation rentals on Oahu. At a May meeting, council members stopped short of passing the proposals, but the impact of the debate was already being felt before any votes were cast. North Shore State Senator Gil Riviere spoke before the council in support of the proposed restrictions.
I talked to a friend of mine who's a mortgage broker, and he told me that there was a listing on the North Shore that dropped. The listing price dropped by $200,000 because they were afraid this council was going to take some tough action on illegal vacation rentals.
The looming crackdown has also impacted local businesses, like cleaning company IRC Hawaii. Owner and CEO Terry Lodge opposed the bills.
You have successfully managed to eliminate 5 of my staff members and 3 of my clients. They're scared. They're scared and they're out. They're done. I don't blame them.
Outside Honolulu Hale, about 50 protesters had gathered to oppose restrictions on short-term rentals. One of them was Ann Ottoman, who works as a caretaker in Haleiwa.
They're going to outlaw vacation rentals in my area, which will make me unemployed. And a lot of my friends will be unemployed, and a lot of my friends won't be able to pay their mortgages and will lose their houses.
A lone counter-protester was walking the line in support of the restrictions, Kaneohe resident Jackie Grassel.
People talk about how important it is to have affordable housing, but we need available housing as well.
Inside, more than 180 residents spoke for over 6 hours. Ultimately, the council approved both proposals being considered. Councilmember Ron Minor co-wrote the bills.
The problems associated with legal vacation rentals on Oahu have spiraled out of control, with the number of these illegal units now in the thousands. To protect the quality of life in communities, the City Council must act decisively and address this issue now.
Before the vote, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell expressed support for the less restrictive of the two measures. If either is signed, limited provisions would take effect in August, with the full rules becoming enforceable in October of 2020. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.